Roaches and Worms, I'm Toddy Tondera, and welcome to my audio thrifting diary. I scour through secondhand items, searching for vibrant vintage, useful unusuals, big budget bangers, trendy trinkets, cool collectibles, and good garbage. Each week, we curate a thrift haul, dive into the details, play some games, and maybe even a few surprises. I'm still sentimentally attached to things you have forgotten. It's time to get thrifty.
Hey, who said you could come in here?
City when it's empty. Stupid fuck, don't know what to do. Show me the body, food from plate. Welcome once again to another episode of Thrifty. Secondhand shopping for worm people. Listeners out there, thank you for hitting the download button or the subscribe button. Maybe it's your first episode. Thank you for doing either of those. It's a very special night because we are celebrating a pretty cool sport. And to be honest, I kind of like sports, so this is fun for me to do this. We are celebrating hockey this evening, and as someone who does a lot of secondhand shopping, which I'm sure you're aware of if you're listening to the show, I've got a bunch of hockey stuff here. But one of the things I have tonight, it's a little bit off the beaten path. There's a bug on it for some reason, which I did not know until now. But joining me this evening on the Thrifty Couch, the always scheming squirrel, the Liller Thriller. It's DJ Lil. Welcome back, DJ Lil.
That's a new one. I brought my binoculars to not watch the coaches, but to watch the beautiful Canadian men.
How about that? And DJ Lil just came back from a birthday trip to Philly and has a little bit of a sinus issue. So if there's it's not your audio, folks.
No, it's my new and improved voice.
So yeah, we're going to take our time this evening and stop if we need to and all that to make sure that DJ Lil is feeling okay. But we talked about your trip in Philly. So in comparison, Pittsburgh, Philly, what are the pros and cons of both cities now that you've seen them over the past month?
Philly, I haven't been to the city itself since 2014, just as filthy and disorganized as I left it.
Love it.
Very walkable. Mm-hmm. I forgot how much I walked in that city last time.
How cold was it? Though I know you like it.
It was chilly, but not...
Not cold enough?
Not cold enough. No. No.
Cool, cool, cool.
Compared to Pittsburgh, my chosen home.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of calf muscle workout here.
Yeah. While you were gone, and I don't know where specifically, but there were some roads over on the north side that kind of collapsed over a hill. So what? Did you see any pictures of that?
No.
I don't know the street name, so I can't tell you to look it up, but I could show you some pictures of a bulldozer sitting on a road, and that road just falling over. So that's part of it. So before we get into our thrift haul for this evening, real quick, some Brick Body Kids updates, because that's what I do for a living, I guess. On February the 4th at the Mr. Roboto Project in Pittsburgh, I will be selling garments. If you're unfamiliar with the Mr. Roboto Project, definitely just Google it and then Google Pittsburgh if you're not in Pittsburgh. But if you're in Pittsburgh, you probably know. Also, February 17th, it's the next New Kensington wrestling show. It is MV's Miss Connections. That's at 880 Fifth Avenue. Pittsburgh, PA. Well, no, actually, it's New Kensington, PA, 880 Fifth Avenue, New Kensington, PA. And a special shout out to the Queens of NC-17 who heard about it on this show. And one of them is now wrestling at the T2T Academy up there. So if anybody else wants to be a wrestler, I kind of know a spot. But all right, well, let's further ado. Let's get into some hockey talk, DJ Lil. It's time to get thrifty. So, again, if you're new to the show, each of us has two items, two secondhand items, in which each of these items, we have two questions. Now, whoever gets the most questions correct would gather the most points. And tonight, for the first time in a long time, there is a deity to be defended by me. Mm-hmm. If you listen to last episode, I finally got one of those rascals off of our hair care guru, Rachel Stratton. And I don't know, Lil, the last time that we had a deity to fight over between us, but there is one this evening.
It's been a while, but yeah. I see Elf, and it would be nice to reunite and reconnect.
Reconnect, yeah. There was some vicious rumors going around that I will debunk with the deity. There were listeners who thought quite possibly the deity has been along with Rachel for so long that it would reject its new keeper.
Hmm.
It has not done that. Elf still knows its true home. And I do not believe that Elf is a parent. There was rumors that maybe the deities were off on a honeymoon with some of the clowns that she keeps. I will deny those rumors. And Elf is with me and hopefully after this evening still with me. So, DJ Lil, this episode was your idea. You wanted to do hockey. What made you want to do hockey this evening?
Oh, I'm a hockey fan from way back.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely something I didn't really have a choice in, but I'm glad that it was the sport I was around the most. It makes sense. There's a, you know, there's a net, and then you go back and forth and...
Put it in it.
You put it in there.
Try to.
You try your best.
Yeah.
On skates while there's other people trying to knock you down. So I think it's a very intense sport.
Yeah. It's fun. It seems like...
takes a lot of talent and skill.
Yeah. Have you ever just went ice skating before?
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what, that's not that easy.
Not as good at ice skating as inline, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even do reverse, so I'm not
gonna... I don't know how to stop unless I just go into one of the... ends because people are like, stop. I'm like, I gotta crash. So we're gonna do that, and we may or may not have some conflicting hockey opinions coming up too,
because
that could be fun. But so my first item on the list of secondhand items today, and I will be holding it up, it's a Florida Panthers stitched CCM jersey, size medium. It's from the mid to early 90s, so even goes farther back than that. It's red with blue, yellow, and white highlights. It has a big panther on the front, and what they call these are blanks. That means there's no name on the back, which are often more sought after, so people can make their own, or just you have a blank. But I may or may not have an interest in Florida teams and Florida sports teams. And it's not even been aware to me that it's Florida-based because I like the Jacksonville Jaguars in football, and I like the Florida Panthers in hockey.
Oh, yeah, that's the classic logo.
Yeah, so I'll pass that over. It feels really cool,
too.
It has that big panther on the front. Maybe my favorite...
Big meow-meow.
Big meow-meow. Quite possibly my favorite hockey jersey ever, quite possibly.
Ooh.
This was bought for me secondhand from former Brick Body Kids founder Shane Becker, who was on this show for like a year, it felt like. Mm-hmm. But one of the former co-hosts of the show, former business partner, bought that for me because he always knew that that's like one of the two jerseys that I want, and it was number one. The other one being the Buffalo Sabres jersey of the time, which is black. Yeah. But that was purchased for me. But my interest in Florida sports teams may be real. I've never made it about Florida, but I like Miami Hurricanes merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Jaguars from Jacksonville. I like the Panthers from Florida. And someone that I don't even like at the bins had a Miami crew neck, a Miami Hurricanes white crew neck. Ooh. And they wanted to trade it to me for some other things. And they were like, yeah, because you're always wearing, like, the Florida sports team stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I am.
Guess I am.
And I to be very fair, I've never made the connection. But it actually might be a subconscious thing because I like the warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
I like the tanks. Mm-hmm. I like the short shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I like, yeah, so
like
maybe.
Like the alligators.
I like alligators, you know. I like exotic fish.
Exotic fish.
Exotic fish. So that's something else there. So maybe I'm just a Florida guy. But the Florida Panthers came into the league in 1993. Just like all the other cool Florida teams, they're not super successful. They've won 3 division championship titles in their time, 1 conference championship, and 0 Stanley Cups. The good news is that one of their 3 divisional wins was last season. So they're on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
Their jerseys aren't as good, but they're still okay. Do you remember any of the hockey players of this era of hockey? Have you ever seen that era of hockey
of
before?
Of the Panthers?
Of just hockey.
Of just hockey?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up watching the Red Wings, so.
Yeah.
Like the Russian Five, the Grindline, Cicerelli, yeah. Coffee.
All that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember a John Van Beesbrook?
The name's familiar, but no.
So he was like the own Scott Mellenby and John Van Beesbrook were basically the only 2 good players at the time of the Florida Panthers. And John Van Beesbrook was their goalie. And he was quite good. And he had his mask was the head of the Panther.
Mm.
That like gold head was like his head. Oh. And I liked it. And something that I absolutely remember is he was on one of the early Sega NHL games. He was on the cover. And I remember my dad was living in a very weird apartment at the time, but I remember playing Sega at his house. And I think I saw this word on TV. I'm not sure where I saw it, but it seemed like some kind of derogatory word. And I was like, yes, I will use it sometime. So I'm playing hockey on Sega. My dad's playing, not playing, just watching. And someone scored a goal on me. And I was like, oh, you cocksucker. And my dad was like, what? I was like, he's a cocksucker. And he's just like, how do you know what cocksuckers are? And I'm just like, oh, I don't know that I know. He's like, no, cocksuckers are bad. And I was like, got it. And then, you know, only took 14 more years for me to do it. But yeah, that was always when I think of that word, I always think of me not knowing what it was and using it in front of my dad and me still not picking up any more information. But he was like, you can't use that.
Just
that's
don't say it.
And I'm like, fuck, wonder what that meant. But that is John Van Beesbrook. That's the first thing I think of because I was playing as that. Fun thing about the Florida Panthers is they had a rat in their locker room the first day of the 1995-96 season because it's like their first night. I guess the rat was living there in the off season. And speaking of Scott Mellenby, he slap-shotted the rat against the wall and killed it.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer that happened.
Florida rat.
Yeah, Florida rat. But that night, he had, like, 2 goals and did, like, smashing people. So John Van Beesbrook dubbed that as the rat trick.
Okay.
So that season, anytime somebody got a hat trick, they would throw rubber mice for that reason. And I love that. And I wrote to the Florida Panthers. As a kid, I wrote to the Florida Panthers. And I was like, I'm your number one fan. Like this stuff.
Keep it up.
Yeah, like I was just, I was just like, keep it. This is raw. I'm young. Like, I like this stuff. Because, I was little and I was forced into sports. Mm-hmm. So I had to pick one. So I picked the Florida stuff. And they, I wrote this whole fucking thing. And I got a look over at the McKeesport House still because they sent back to me just like a printed letter, just like, hey, thanks.
Like a form letter.
Yeah, it wasn't anything they wrote to me. It was just something. But they sent me a VHS tape of just like their training camp or whatever, you know, like this is the team for this year. And they sent me a rat. And I was like, that's good. You know, looking back now, if a kid sent me something like that, I could be like, yeah, I want to like, I like this, but I
also like for you know, that era of like those expansion teams.
Yes.
They wanted, I feel like, more engagement. Cause I remember they going to Florida as a kid, and my nonno, that's my grandpa, took us to a Tampa Bay game, and they were, it was like new. Hockey is new down there. And we, they gave me like a puck.
Yeah.
They just like handed it to me, and I was like, I don't, we don't even get seats. The Lightning? We don't get seats.
So it was a hockey game?
Yeah.
It was the Lightning.
Yeah,
so it wouldn't
the Lightning,
have been the
yeah.
Bucks or football.
No, I said Tampa Bay puck. A puck.
Oh, puck.
A puck,
puck
yeah.
Yes.
No, I don't go, I haven't been ever been to a football game.
Yeah. You've never been to a football game? Like, not even one?
No.
Oh, boy.
I caught a glimpse of one at high school once, but.
I hate to sound like my dad, but you got to go. You do got to go once. You got to go once. It's nuts. It's freezing. You'll love it. You'll love it.
I've been to a Winter Classic.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
But, deal with it.
Yeah. So that was the story of the Florida Panthers and how, I bet you if I look over there somewhere, I think I've said this before on this show that I had this rat and this tape once before and they wrote to me. God believe it. You got to think that
it's
the Tondera saved it. The Tonderas, watch out for all of them. Trust me. It ends here. The bloodline lines end here. We're not getting more of these. We don't need them in the water supply. So DJ Lil, this Florida Panthers hockey jersey, secondhand fine, gifted to me. Would have been good for the gifted episode too. But I have two trivia questions for this item.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever has the most points walks home with the elf deity. I hope to get at least one defense under me. But, let's go for it. Question one. The Florida Panthers have two mascots to this day. A rat and this lovable panther. What is this panther's name? A, Harley. B, Stanley. C, Victor with a K.
I'm staring at the panther.
D, I made the first three up. It is none of the above. It's none of these answers. The Florida Panthers have two mascots to this day, a rat and this lovable panther. A, Harley. B, Stanley. C, Victor. D, none of the above. And the famous time to for you to think out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Thing that I always say.
Well, Harley sounds like a cutesy name that someone in a Florida writing room would come up with.
Could be a hard name too. Harley Davidson could be a cool, maybe. It's up to you to know.
Yeah. But Victor with a K is drawing my attention the most.
Mm-hmm. I did say a K.
Victor, victorious.
It's something.
They have a lot of international players, maybe trying to pay homage to that.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley
is there too, which could be a reference.
Lord Stanley.
Yeah. Or none. Or D.
I'm going to go with C.
C. Victor. Mm-hmm. Victor. Is it because of the K? Is that what's putting you over the
edge?
Yeah,
I think so.
Gotcha. Okay, well.
But you specified with a K.
I did.
I think.
I did. It is something.
It might lead to my first victorious point for tonight.
We shall see. So, listeners at home, roaches at work, if roaches do work, the Florida Panthers have two mascots to this day, a rat and this lovable panther. What's this mascot's name? A, Harley. B, Stanley. C, Victor. D, none of the above. DJ Lil went with C, Victor. And that is incorrect. Incorrect. The correct answer was B, Stanley.
Oh, man.
The Panther's name is Stanley C. Panther.
Stanley Cup Panther?
Yeah.
They're trying to get it early.
The rat.
You can't name it after that and then.
The rat. The rat mascot, which I was not looking for the name of.
Mm-hmm.
The rat's name is Victor E. Rat. Stanley C. Panther and Victor E. Rat.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it is something, and it is a mascot, so maybe you are generally thinking about something, but unfortunately, it is Stanley. Stanley C. Panther.
Sorry, Stanley.
So let's see here. So that's overall, that's 0 for 1. Let's see if you can get a point here. Second question. Who was the first NHL team to win back-to-back Stanley C. titles? Cup.
Thank you.
Yeah. For the 6 people that didn't know what I meant.
Stanley C. Panther.
Yeah, Stanley C. Panther. Who was the first NHL team to win back-to-back Stanley Cup titles? A, the Ottawa Senators. B, the Philadelphia Flyers. C, the Boston Bruins. Or D, maybe it's another team that I did not mention. All the rest of them exist, and there's some good ones. So who knows?
It's like 30 of them now.
So who was the first team to win back-to-back Stanley Cups? A, Ottawa Senators. B, Philadelphia Flyers. C, Boston Bruins. D, none of the above. What is your feelings? What do you think?
I did have a premonition earlier today about Ottawa Senators.
Yeah.
I woke up from a nap, and I was like, Ottawa Senators.
You were dreaming about the Senators?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
That was the first thought that came in my head. Is like,
lots of weird dreams coming from DJ Lil lately.
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah.
The Flyers, I don't think so, because Senators and Boston were around before them.
Mm-hmm. Older.
So, yeah, not going with the Flyers. Not a big fan of the Bruins. So I'm going to go Senators because I'm really feeling Senators. Like that was a premonition.
Premonition. Okay.
So I'll go with A.
A, Ottawa Senators. So everybody at home, lock in your answers. Who was the first team to win the back-to-back Stanley Cup titles? A, Ottawa Senators. B, Philadelphia Flyers. C, Boston Bruins. Or D, none of the above. DJ Lil went with A, Ottawa Senators. And that is correct.
Yes.
It is the Ottawa Senators. Yes. Your premonition was correct. So you do have a point. And
Victor E. Rat.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask you when you think they were because it's probably, you're probably not going
to. 1927-28.
That was a lot closer than I ever saw that coming. It was actually 20 and 21.
Oh,
but it was, yeah. So, but yes. So the premonition was correct.
Thank you, Ottawa.
The Flyers actually did do that, but they did it in 74-75.
Yeah.
And they haven't won shit since. Nothing since. Nothing since. And people of Pittsburgh will tell you that. If you're from Philly, no good. No good. We will tell you the last time you won a cup because that's what we do. And yeah, there's some legitimate beef there with that team. But you got it right.
I think everyone has beef with the Flyers.
Yeah.
No matter what team you like or someone else likes, you're both going to agree to hate the Flyers.
Not like I was talking about this with somebody. So the final 4 teams left in football are the Kansas City Chiefs, the Cincinnati Bengals, and then on the other side of everything,
the Birds.
It's the Eagles and the 49ers. I'm rooting for the Chiefs who beat my Jaguars. They beat the Jaguars. I'm rooting for the Chiefs. Here's why I think so. Cincinnati is in our division. We cannot have Cincinnati winning a Super Bowl.
No good.
That can't happen. San Francisco 49ers cannot be winning a Super Bowl because if they win a Super Bowl, that means they got 6.
Uh-oh.
We can't have that because this is Sixburg. Can't have that.
Too many.
Eagles can't have that. We cannot have the Eagles win 2 Super Bowls before we had 1. So the Chiefs are the only thing left for us. Oh. Here in Pittsburgh, but I do think the Bengals are going to win. But yeah, but my Jaguars did win a playoff game this year, so it's fine. It's all good. All right. Well, here is a fun one. This second
I'm
item.
I'm intrigued. I can only see a little bit of it right now.
Yeah. So this second item is a handmade, and it's on foam. It is a. It's a poster, but it's a small poster put on a large board.
Nice.
Of left winger Kevin Stevens.
Yes.
And so it is basically a Kevin Stevens playing poster that you hang up as a that you hold up as a crowd sign. enjoy wrestling. I wanted to bring this to enjoy wrestling and just hold it up. Just like randomly just hold it up.
Is there anything on the back?
Nothing. It's poster board.
And I think for like something like that, I've made, you know, posters to bring the games before. And you would write something on the back so you can like flip it.
No. Nope. It's just Kevin Stevens playing. It's just a dude hockey player playing and you hold it up. His name isn't on it.
It's like a giant trading card.
Yeah. And that's
there's all. There's no message or
nothing. Nope. No. This is just Kevin Stevens playing hockey to the best of his ability. But that's why I wanted to hold it up at enjoy, but I didn't because I'm like, I don't want to attract attention. I just thought it would be funny, but it would attract imagine if you're wrestling and you're watching it back and some dude holds up a Kevin Stevens sign. You'd be like, why did he do
that? What's going on out there?
Yeah. So maybe I will one day, but yeah, it's goofy. It's a foot and a half by a little bit over 2 feet. It's just a styrofoam board with a poster glued to it of Kevin Stevens. And that was from the early 90s. That was a shot from 1993. But
lots of 93 going around today.
Tons of 93 going around. But he played with the Pittsburgh Penguins from 1988 to 1995. And then he did a little goodbye loop, which I like when people do that. He came back, and he played with us from 2000 to 2002. Ooh. I like that in sports. When I play, like, my Madden franchises and stuff, I'll have a player for, like, 8 years, and then for, like, 4 years, 5 years, they'll go off.
They drift away.
They drift away, and then the year they're retiring, they come back.
They come back to the home.
They're allowed to go. Mm-hmm. They have to come back. That's all. But he was known as Mario Lemieux's left winger, like, pretty consistently. And he did win two cups. He had some – because of the sport that he played, and he played for – yeah, he played for forever. You know, he played from the late 80s into the 2000s. So he had – he did pick up, unfortunately, a painkiller addiction. But as of 2021 – he was 5 years clean. So
nice.
I'm assuming he's still clean now. But he had troubles with addiction, but it was just pain based on that. But all around, he's a good guy. Before I forget, I did forget to add something about John Van Beesbrouck. Because the reason I looked at Kevin Steason, he's a good guy. John Van Beesbrouck was not a good guy. He used some racial slurs. Damn. He used racial slurs. And he got kicked off a team when he became their coach. So anyway, Kevin Stevens didn't.
Nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy. So what we have here is Penguins adjacent, and I have some Penguins adjacent trivia. Hmm. So I'm hoping we don't have some overlap, but we'll see. Might be fun if we do. So on this poster, a couple of questions. Which Pittsburgh Penguins goalie started his career with the longest unbeaten streak? Now, this is career with the Penguins. This is not his whole overall career. But when he played before this, then he came to the Penguins. So which Pittsburgh Penguins goalie started his Penguins career with the longest unbeaten streak? A, Marc-Andre Fleury. B, Tom Barrasso. C, Patrick Laleem. D, another goalie. None of the above. The choices are, again, A, Marc-Andre Fleury, B, Tom Barrasso, C, Patrick Laleem, D, none of the above. Which Pittsburgh Penguins goalie started his career as a Penguin with the longest unbeaten streak? What are your thoughts?
I don't know the Penguins roster well enough.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Marc-Andre Fleury?
Fleury, yes. Okay. The other two,
Tom Barrasso,
not ringing any bells.
No. Patrick Laleem?
No.
Sorry,
Patrick.
Patrick Laleem. They called him the Moose. I'm still unsure as why. There was probably a reason. But King's, the local restaurant.
Maybe he kicked a moose out of the locker room.
Maybe he slap-shotted a moose, right? And that, you know what? That's probably why. And we couldn't really throw moose onto the ice. Like, they throw rats. Be a whole different. But King's, which is a Denny's for everybody else in the world. We have a localized Denny's copy called King's. They had a moose track Sunday.
Oh.
When Patrick Laleem was on. So, A, Marc-Andre Fleury, B, Tom Barrasso, C, Patrick Laleem, D, none of the above.
Yeah, I don't know their stats well enough. And like I said, Fleury is the only name ringing out to me. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to throw a D in there.
D.
And go none of the above.
D, none of the above. Okay.
I'm sure they've had lots of good goalies over the years.
They've had
some. Could have been anyone else.
They've had some. It is interesting because the goalie issues that the Penguins have are the same issues they've had forever. It's always like they have an okay goalie starting, and then the goalie who's behind him is always like poised to be a star. And then that's what happens. Like, that guy becomes a star, and then that guy sucks, and the guy behind. So it's always like this turntable of good goalies that we have for like 4 years. But which Pittsburgh Penguins goalie did start his career with the longest winning streak? A, Marc-Andre Fleury. B, Tom Barrasso. C, Patrick Laine. D, none of the above. DJ Lil went with D, none of the above. And that is incorrect. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry. It is, in fact, C, Patrick Laine.
Laine.
Patrick Laine. He started out with us 14-0-2. The two are overtime ties. So he was unbeaten in 16 games that he the first 16 that he started with us, he did not lose. And he was 14-0-2. What was a bummer is he was substituting for another goalie that got hurt. And so this guy wasn't going to be our permanent. So basically what we did was, is he was great for us, but then our other goalie came back and we're like, we can't pay both of you big money. So Laine went, he went elsewhere. So he played 1 year with us, Patrick Laine.
Did a great job though.
Yeah. And he number one, that was his number. Number one, I think, if I remember correctly. But yes, that's correct. It is Patrick Laine. All right. We're going to go back to talking about mascots. Is there any mascots questions you have?
I don't think so.
I don't think so? Okay. Well,
yeah,
this
no, one. Red Wings don't have a mascot per se.
Yeah.
Or any of that.
It's just the wings. It's just the wheels.
It's the wings and the octopus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We could talk about that later.
Yeah. No, I don't have any mascot.
Okay. Well, here's a second question for you. What was the name of the Pittsburgh Penguins' first mascot? What was the name of that mascot? A, Pauly Ice. B, Pablo. C, Penguin Pete. D, something else I'm not mentioning that starts with a P. I'll give you that at least. So who was it? Pauly Ice, Pablo, Penguin Pete, or D, none of the above, the first mascot of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Everybody at home, if you're a hockey fan, or if you live in Pittsburgh, maybe you know it. If not, see if DJ Lil does. What do you think?
I didn't know they had a first mascot. I thought it was just the one that...
Iceberg.
Yeah, remains today.
Yeah.
Usurper of the throne, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's Pablo. Pauly Ice is cute, but I don't think that's it. I think it's going to be real plain and straightforward. I think it's C, Penguin Pete.
Penguin Pete.
Plainy.
Pauly Ice kind of sounds like, what was that early 2000s? Jersey Shore show. There was Pauly D on that. Now, I didn't get that name from that. But when I saw Pauly Ice, I was like, huh. So you're going to go with Penguin Pete. You think it's just going to be just simple Pete, you know, Penguin Pete. So, listeners, what was the name of the Pittsburgh Penguins' first mascot? A, Pauly Ice. B, Pablo. C, Penguin Pete. D, none of the above. DJ Lil went with C, Penguin Pete, and that is correct.
Oh, yeah.
It was Penguin Pete, so you have 2 points, which actually is not bad. 2 out of 4.
Yeah.
So, let me tell you a little bit about Penguin Pete. He was an Ecuadorian-born penguin. And he was real. He was a real penguin.
Real life.
And they had him on rent from the Pittsburgh Zoo. And he even had his little little ice skates that CCM made. The people who made that.
That's so deranged.
Yes, that's deranged. So Penguin Pete. The funny thing is obviously all of that.
I wonder what his contract and his rider looks like.
I don't know. But the weird thing is that he did not need ice skates. I mean,
get those little feet in there.
It's like if you gave like a bird, if you gave like a robin something to like keep it in the air, it's like they're in the air. So Penguin Pete had CCM little baby ice skates, and Penguin Pete would just, they'd throw them out there. The Pittsburgh Zoo rented Penguin Pete to them.
So he would just go out there on the ice?
He loved it. Everybody said he loved, everybody says Penguin Pete loved it. Loved being the mascot.
If they throw him fish.
I don't know. Maybe I would have. Maybe that was the deal. Maybe that was kind of like. A little scarf? Maybe that was a little deal on the side, like more fish. I don't know, but. Apparently, he loved the gig. I don't know that I would want that.
Well, he could escape from jail to go to that.
That's true. That's true. Maybe
Animal jail.
Yeah, maybe he was like a people person, kind of. And mm-hmm. he's like, oh, yeah. Like, brother, my cat, I think would either be terrified or love it.
Love it, yeah.
And I think it would go in between. I think he would go back and forth between terrified of all the people and loving it.
Loving the attention.
And he's just like, yeah, for extra treats, I'll put on some ice skates. He'll do it. So you got two.
Nice.
You got 2 points here. Yeah, 2 points towards Alf. And yeah, those are my secondhand items. There is the Florida Panthers red jersey. And then there is the Kevin Stevens giant poster. And that will be my thrift finds. All right. So if you want to do your finds, DJ Lil is going to do her finds now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brought a couple fun tidbits with me today. Yeah, like I said, hockey and I, we go way back.
Yeah.
My first Red Wings game was also my dad's first Red Wings game.
Well, that would make sense since you weren't there by yourself.
Yeah. he had never gone to a Red Wings game before because tickets were so hard to come by. And for some reason, we could get tickets. This was like '98, '99. And he found 3 tickets, so I went with him and his brother, and we got standing room. And I think it was against Chicago. Yeah, because Red Wings were, like, pretty hot for a lot of the eras.
Yeah, I mean, they've had some very good teams throughout the decades, too. Now, not every single year there's a good team, but I would say it's a good product overall. Yeah, they put some teams together.
Mm-hmm. And for... all of my life until I was 25, they had consecutive playoff appearances. 25 consecutive playoff appearances.
I think the Penguins are on like 17 or 18.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not hard to get but that's still
nice
good.
Nice try.
Yeah. We still have
you got a couple
years.
More to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, besides that, I would just, you know, play like street hockey. And there was a USA hockey program in my hometown. So one of my dad's coworkers, like, was the person in charge of their ticket sales. So we got tickets to those all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun to go see that. And, like, the smell of the Zamboni.
Yeah.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
I think it's interesting because the city of Pittsburgh, all of our sports teams are black and gold. Some form of black and gold. And we're the only city in the United States that has that type
of
thing.
That, yeah.
All of them. Now, what's interesting about the Red Wings, and something that I admire, is their red and white, nothing else, red and white. To see a stadium, well, I guess an arena, because it's hockey, to see a red arena would be cool, because see the same colors. Every game we go to here, any sports game, black and yellow, that's what it looks like. And it looks cool, but like a whole, like red.
Yeah.
As far as the eye can see, I think would be cool.
And copyright Hockey Town.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, let's see. We'll go into my first item.
Yep.
With all that build-up Detroit talk. Of course, DJ Lil's here. We're going to talk about Michigan.
Sure.
My first item today is, I'll hand it over.
Yes.
A Champion Brands crew neck. Detroit Red Wings. Bright red. My favorite color, also. And in copyright NHL, 1992 is on there somewhere.
Yes.
So, little texture to the print there.
Yeah.
Very fun. This one I thrifted at a Salvation Army in my hometown. So I did not have this from, or this specific style from youth. But, yeah, growing up in, like, the 90s era of the Red Wings, I had a lot of side of the road guy who sells shirts.
Yeah,
we had a lot of those shirts. My sister and I had matching ones of a lot of those, like weird tie dyes and Yeah.
Every city has their own version mm-hmm. of like that. You probably
the guy at the gas station.
Yeah, you probably had some like cartoon characters of like somebody taking a crap in a like the Detroit Red yeah. Wings guy taking a crap
like
in
the Calvin peeing on the
yeah
whatever.
And it's like the Colorado Avalanche is like Patrick Waugh yeah. or something. Yeah, because that was like the
that
big,
was a huge yeah. yeah. Which we'll get into that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For so, one of our trivia questions.
See, I maybe I know it.
So maybe you know it.
Yeah.
And also, 92 was the beginning of the Red Wings' playoff appearance streak. That year, the final was won by Pittsburgh against Chicago, though.
Yeah.
So that's just a little tidbit, extra mm-hmm. extra fact there.
So the Champion brand, it's a Champion crew neck with a V. If that was a reverse weave, because there's like Champion crew necks and like Champion reverse weave crew necks, the reverse weave crew necks are worth like so much money. So when I saw that V, I was like, is this a reverse weave? Because if it was, you were about to be eating steaks this thick tonight.
Oh, damn.
But it's not. It's still probably worth something.
I haven't looked up the...
It definitely is worth something. But
any kind of worth on it. But to me, it's
weaves,
just nostalgic.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. And if I had any sweatshirts from that era, I probably couldn't fit them. Although, I usually got bigger sizes of stuff. Because it was a sleep shirt.
Room to grow, huh?
And also, like, my dad would be like, okay, so when you're older, you're not upset that you don't fit in it anymore.
Yeah.
But in the time, I'd be like, man, this doesn't fit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, nah, you'll grow into it. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped growing once, and it's been just downhill since then.
All my clothes from, like, 26 and before mm-hmm. are just skin tight because that was like the style.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why all my old stuff is like
it's just
I'm
fitted.
Yeah, I'm small, but I was like a small and now I'm like a medium. But that's like it seems like that's my body grow out. It went from like an extra small /small to a medium. Mm-hmm. So I can't fit in that, but a lot of regular people are like, "Yeah, I got like it's way too big, and now it's way too big." I'm like, no, all my shit is skin tight.
Like yeah. latex. Which could be a look, too.
It is.
If you wanted to.
Yeah, I could bring it back. I mean, I can. I can do it.
You can squirm in there. Mm-hmm. So with this crew neck, we're going to go into first question. My favorite Red Wing is Chris Draper. And also... the year 93, that's the year he was traded to the team. Just to like keep going with that year in this yeah. episode, we keep hearing it. So the brawl in Hockey Town,
yes,
happened in 1997, was an on-ice melee response to an incident the previous season in an Avalanche Red Wings game.
Okay.
We're talking about the
yeah.
their grudge.
Yeah.
Which of the following did occur in this said brawl?
Okay, cool.
Was it a goalie fight?
Uh-huh.
Patrick Waugh versus Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
B, blood on the ice between Lemieux and McCarty.
Oh, Darren McCarty. You know Darren McCarty is a wrestler now? Darren McCarty
no.
is a deathmatch wrestler.
Oh, that. Now. Oh man, he was good as a deathmatch hockey player.
Yeah, I don't know about his politics. They seem
no,
very
probably
weird.
Not good.
But he does deathmatch wrestle, which we could watch
that's
someday.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yes, and that's like now, currently.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. That's very
anyway.
Impressive. C, a total of 144 minutes in penalties. Oh. Or D, all of the above.
Oh, wow.
There was a lot of stuff happening that night in the brawl in Hockey Town.
Weirdly enough, well, maybe not weirdly enough, because, again, I was, like, literally injected into every sport. My dad held my eyelids open, and mm-hmm. I just had to digest all of this. I thought it was Chris Osgood and Patrick Waugh who fought.
They probably fought at some time. I think Osgood fought a couple, 98, I think that was a...
Yeah.
That's when the two goalies just, like... Zoom.
Yeah, there
went
was like,
to the middle and just
yeah.
yeah that's, that was the Osgood moment. This
yeah.
is not the only time that there's been goalies fighting.
There's not
Detroit related.
There's not fights that much anymore, which is a bummer to be honest.
Too many, they changed all the fines, I think.
Yeah.
Even to pull up someone's shirt is like
yeah, I could
a huge
see that.
Fine.
I could see
yeah, but
that.
That's a little bit of fun.
Because it's like, why you gotta like? feels like pissing on someone. Like, just
guess so.
If you want to fight them, like, just let's get this going. But
yeah,
I remember,
there's too many fines, so yeah, there's really not as much fighting anymore.
I remember the Osgood thing because I remember there was like some shit going on, and they just kind of looked at each other and they're like, "I'll skate out. You okay? Let's go." Yeah. I'm gonna go. As far as what I believe happened that day, I'm gonna go with D, all of the above, because I remember it being like just insane for like a long time. It wasn't like a five-minute thing. It was like commercial
ongoing
breaks. Yeah,
it was D, all of the above. I just wanted to list how many random weird things happened that
night.
So the incident that caused the brawl in Hockey Town was Claude Lemieux, not related to Mario Lemieux of Penguins fame, checked Chris Draper into the boards from behind, breaking his jaw, parts of his face. He had to get, like, metal contraptions the year before. So, yeah.
I would have fought someone
next
over
time,
that.
Next time they those teams met up, they were like, oh, no.
Yeah.
We've got some words with you.
Yeah, I think there was a couple on-site occasions where it was just, like, game on, puck drop, and they were like, let's go. Let's get this out of the way.
Puck didn't even drop, yeah.
Because they used to do that a lot because they get the penalties out of the way. They get all the shit out of the way. And it's
then
just,
play the game.
And it's all that masculine aggression. So they're just like, let's just get it out of the way, and then we'll play
and
hockey.
Then we'll play.
Yeah. So fair enough. So I get a point for that one.
1 point for Toddy.
Yeah.
Second question. Now I'm going to bring out my little surprise item. Which is
I thought the surprise item was like something.
No, this is Detroit related.
Okay.
You can open it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Open it.
So it's what I'm looking at. Well, there'll be pictures of at Thrifty Podcast, but it is a Tupperware container, a small circular Tupperware container with a blue lid. And from the outside, it looks like a weed nug. But it's much heavier. Oh, it is a nug.
It's a nug of the steps of the Joe Louis Arena.
What?
Yeah.
This is the Joe Louis Arena nug?
Yeah, I climbed those steps so many times.
What? This is cool. I like this. It's thrifty.
Yeah, my dad reached through the fence and...
from the steps of
took a chunk. Yeah, when they were... they didn't implode it. They just... took it down the old traditional way.
Yeah, like we did here. Miserable. Yeah. This is cool. Mm-hmm. This should be in a little museum.
One day it will be on a museum on my grave, I hope.
Yeah.
Take that to my grave.
That'd be
cool.
I
saw a lot of games in there.
Yeah. Brother and I will come by and put it
just
on.
the little chunk on top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that would be a fun little trinket
bring. It is.
Wasn't sure. I was like, oh, if we do a hockey episode, I'm like, oh, I do have something.
Yeah.
Very special.
That is fun.
So Joe Louis Arena served as the Red Wings home ice from 1979 to 2017.
Long time.
Nice long time.
Long time.
The people
for
mover
building.
Stops right there. It was right by the river.
Yeah.
Like the location was key.
Yeah.
But I mean, City of Detroit. Things happen.
Yeah.
You just need to just move on with other arenas, I guess.
Yeah.
There were rumors at one point that they were going to turn it into an aquarium.
That's cool. That's fine.
But then they were just like, nah, just take it down.
Yeah. Where the Civic Arena once stood, it was announced within the past year what they're going to put there. Because they haven't put
anything there
for since there's just a parking lot. It's the parking lot for the new well, not the new one. The new hockey arena has probably been there 15 years already. Mm-hmm. They're going to put what seems to be a very bad music venue. It's going to be like Stage AE, but like bigger.
Oh.
So, white culture.
Yeah.
But go on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So the last game there at the Joe Louis was April 9th, 2017. But what was the last live event held there?
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, it's a giant venue. They hosted all kinds of things besides hockey.
Okay.
Ready for your choices?
Yeah.
Was it A, WWE event?
That'd be nice.
B, a Detroit Shock game.
Yeah.
Little WNBA action.
Yeah.
C, REO Speedwagon concert.
Hmm.
Or D, none of the above.
Why would you mention REO Speedway? Yeah.
When I think Joe Louis Arena, I think REO Speedwagon because the amount of times I would hear, coming next Saturday, REO Speedwagon.
REO Speedwagon.
They played there a lot.
Yeah. I thought you were going to throw in a Monster Jam.
No, that was more the Silverdome.
Yeah, that was more of a Pontiac Silverdome type thing. REO Speedwagon was C. What were the answers again?
A, WWE event, B, Detroit Shock game, or C, REO Speedwagon concert. Or none of those. Any other random giant ticketed event.
Yeah, I was thinking when you said it, if you said Monster Jam, I was going to pick Monster Jam. But you didn't say Monster Jam. But there are some other good options. WWE would be cool. Would be cool, especially if it was like a pay-per-view or something. But yeah, I think I'm going to stick with the answer that stuck out. And I hope the Roaches and listeners at home do too. I'm going to go with C. REO Speedwagon is what was the last event at the Joe Louis Arena that you have a piece of the steps from. So you tell me.
So what was the last event held there? Toddy went with C.
Yes.
Which was incorrect.
Bummer.
It was A. It was a WWE event.
Mm-hmm. REO Speedwagon was just in there for fun. A WWE event. Damn, I bet that city does not like that. That's the people who do not like wrestling don't like it. You know what I mean? Like they don't like
I can't remember if I saw. I feel like I did see a WWE event there at one point. But kind of a bummer. I'm like, oh, it's not even like your own sports team that got the last show.
Yeah,
they were like, we had already sold tickets for this thing.
Yeah,
it was already planned.
Yeah, yeah. People are either like, yeah, wrestling is fine or wrestling sucks. There's really not like anyone who's like, I don't know,
neutral about it.
Yeah, and there's nobody neutral about that.
Nope.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was my little Red Wings.
Lot of fun.
Treasure trove.
A lot of fun, D'Angelo.
Yeah. Going into the next item, though.
I have 1 point, 1 out of 2, and we're going on to our second hockey item of DJ Lills.
So see if you can just get one more point to tie.
2 to win, 1 to tie.
Yeah. Second item, Pittsburgh related.
Yes.
So everyone out there, here you go. You're welcome. This is probably the only Penguins thing I will wear willingly.
Wow.
Wow. I root for the Pirates.
Wow.
Of all the sports teams here, I root for the Pirates.
Andrew McCutchen's back.
Yeah, he's pretty handsome.
Yeah, he is, right?
Maybe I should go to a Pirates game this summer.
I'll go with you if you want.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Okay.
It's always fireworks night.
It's basically free to go now.
All right.
This is a cool shirt.
So this shirt is also from another local connection, B-Sides Vintage over in Millvale.
Yes.
Yes, so thank you for providing that, and
Alec will at some point be on Thrifty, just never is, but some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point. That's okay. So in spirit here today.
From B-Sides Vintage.
I will say Penguins used to be my backup team growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But then 2008, 2009 happened and I said, not anymore.
Yeah. Well, so,
San Jose Sharks were my other backup team.
Good color scheme.
Yes. And the crunchy, the shark crunching through the stick is very pleasing.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
More logos should attack themselves, you know? Like, yeah, let's go crazy here.
My sister loves Penguins, so we would also be like, okay, fine. Like, we'll root for the Penguins if Detroit's out.
As long as Penguin Pete's there.
Yeah. With his little tiny baby skates. So this is a t-shirt. Salem Sportswear is the brand. And it's kind of a light heather gray with black around the sleeves and around the neckline. 1992 was the date I see on here. And again, founded at B-Sides in Millvale. Shout out.
Yeah.
So we're going to go into our first question.
First
question. So I'm on your home turf.
I'm on, okay.
So hopefully these questions make sense and you get some points.
If I get both, well, you're not supposed to root for me. I'm supposed to root for me.
I'm saying hopefully.
Yeah. Wonder who people root for. I never really know if people root for. Who do people root? Who do you root for at Thrifty Podcast?
Oh, yeah. Come on. I don't know.
I've never heard an opinion of who people root for.
Well,
I've
heard opinions. I've heard some opinions.
Yeah, I've heard some
opinions.
You
should be rooting for the L team.
Yeah, well,
which is me.
Let's see.
So, cheer me on while Toddy loses some points here.
Let's see,
you know. So, first question. Not related to Claude Lemieux, Mario Lemieux played for the Penguins his entire NHL career.
Sure did.
I only say that again because Mario Lemieux is the nice guy. And as we said in the last little chunk, Claude Lemieux.
Not so good.
Not so nice. Not so good. So definitely, they're not related.
Nope.
In 1992, which local confectioner produced a candy bar with his name? So this is a Pittsburgh question.
A Mario candy bar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was it A, and you're going to have to check my pronunciation. Is it Saris or Saris?
Saris.
Okay.
Candy.
Was it A, Saris?
Mm-hmm.
B, Betsy Ann? C, D.L. Clark? Or D, none of the above?
Oh. Saris candy is definitely around.
Mm-hmm.
B.
Betsy Ann.
C,
D.L. Clark.
D.L. Clark or D.
None of those.
Another one. Damn, who makes all that Easter candy?
Saris.
I think so.
And then
yeah.
Betsy Ann kind of sneaks in there, and then you see the brand name, and you're like, that's not right.
Yeah. They try to do a lot of different stuff with jelly beans, that brand, Betsy Ann. They do some spicy jelly beans and stuff. Was that a positive noise for
like a hot tamale?
It's like a regular jelly bean, but with spice, with a kick. It's nuts. I don't know. They should ban them from schools. I'll tell you that. We have all these new bathroom policies. I think it should be the beans they need to go. Saris candy, I think straight up, had a place near my hometown. It was pink. And I was in it twice in 20 years. Because I'm not much of a chocolate fan. So Saris kind of comes to mind because of that. D.L. Clark did a lot of stuff. Betsy Ann, I think, is kind of a poser.
Mm-hmm.
D, none of the above, would be another one. And there is a chocolate brand out there that I can't think of.
There's some other ones.
Does Saris do the... I mean, I'm sure they all do everything. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, is there another... dominant, we'll say, another dominant chocolate pretzel brand out there, or is it Saris all the time?
Pretty much Saris.
I think it's Saris. All right, well, here's the thing. I'm gonna go with A, Saris, because if it's everything, then they're making Mario bars. There was Jaeger peanut butter and Darius Kasparaitis pickles.
Whoa.
Yeah, I hope those weren't the next question, because I will nail it.
No, there's a Jaeger question though.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going with A, ever-present.
The ever-present Saris candy.
All right. Unfortunately, it was C, D.L. Clark.
Yeah, fuck. So
they made a Mario bar based off of the Bun bar.
Yeah.
And it included trading cards.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to bet my point.
You're going to bet your point. Okay.
I'm going to bet my point. So at the end of this question... I will either retain the elf deity or, without even defending it once, elf will return home with DJ Lil. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm going to tuck him in with his own little blanket tonight.
Let's see what I can do with this Pittsburgh Penguins related question.
So, you mentioned Jaromir Jagr.
Played forever.
Is still playing.
That's news to me.
Not in the U.S., but is still playing. He got suited up for a game in last December because too many guys were sick.
Ah.
He said, I'm coming out there.
Yeah. Good for him.
He's
a cutie.
Oh, yeah. He's very cute.
He's a cutie.
Still is.
Yeah.
Handsome. I checked on that. Yeah. I was like, is he still? I was like, Oh, he's fine. He's
good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're all not going to look great. But it's just like, can you kind of look great?
Yeah, he looks nice.
Yeah.
So he was drafted by the Penguins in 1990. Besides the Penguins, how many other NHL teams has he played for?
Oh, he's played for a bunch.
A bunch. Most of them.
All right. We'll talk it out.
Was it A, 6?
Mm-hmm.
B.
Uh-oh. I got to get my pen ready. These are going to be out of order, folks. Go ahead. A, 6.
B, 11.
Uh-huh.
C, 8. Sure. Or D, none of those answers. It was some other crazy number.
Okay. A, 6. B, 11. C, 8. D, none of the above.
Mm-hmm.
How many teams have Jaromir Jagr played for? Okay.
And I'll note, he played in the NHL between 1990 and 2018.
Forever.
So just to give you that realm of like.
Yeah. All right.
Some people never changed teams, obviously.
Some people don't play that long.
Some people don't even play that long. And some people come back for the goodbye stretch. So
I don't know why we as a family did not welcome him back. And I remember thinking that because there were times, because he would play like a year.
He looked good in the black and gold.
But we still have Malkin and Crosby, but like in their primes, where they're still kind of in, but kind of on the other end of their prime, but still there. Why wouldn't we bring Jaromir Jagr back? Why wouldn't we give him like $1.4 million and just for 1 year? Because a lot of these contracts, like when you get that old, they're not like these big, long. They're just like, get your money, dude. You have like 1 year prove it contracts like everywhere. Like you just want it. You just want a sweater, you know, like you just want to be on the team.
Oh, I mean, even also for that, for their marketing, they could have sold so much more shit with his name on it.
Imagine a picture, a legit picture, not just like, you know, hanging out, like a legit picture of three players that play for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And it's Crosby, Malkin and Jagr. You know how many fucking people in the city would
buy that?
Yeah. So, okay.
Missed opportunities.
So Jaromir Jagr played for the Penguins. These are, and don't confirm any of this, obviously, because you give it away.
Yeah.
Jaromir Jagr, in my brain, played for the Penguins. He also played for the Capitals. He also played for the Rangers. I'm going to put Flames, but a question mark by it. So there's four. Let's see if other, what's three and a half. We'll call it 3.5. Rangers.
And I will say, as I worded the question, so besides the Penguins.
Okay, they're off.
So besides the Penguins, how many other teams did
besides
he play for
the Penguins
as a total?
Besides.
The answer that will be here will not include the Penguins.
It will be besides the Penguins.
Yes,
so Penguins are out. Capitals, Rangers, Flames. Let's think here. Because I was watching hockey, and then I wasn't watching hockey.
There was a period where I wasn't watching hockey, and I don't follow it as much as I should right now.
Yeah.
Embarrassed, yes.
I don't think he was ever a Red Wing.
No.
That, I think, would have, no matter if I was or wasn't watching hockey, that definitely I would have known about that, because obviously we don't like those guys.
Nope.
That would have been... I'd come up with more here. Was he a... He wasn't a Blue. I don't think he was a St. Louis Blue. That seems kind of lame for him to be a Blue.
There's some expansion teams in here, though, for sure.
Dallas Stars, maybe? That could be one. Mm-hmm. Maybe? So that's like four-ish. I want to say...
He seems like the most elusive...
Yeah.
Of like, where are you when? What?
Yeah. So A, 6, B, 11, C, 8, D, none of the above. How many teams aside from the Penguins did he play?
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh. I wouldn't be surprised if it were straight up 11, but I'm going to go with C, 8, and keep in mind, it's a win or lose scenario because I bet a point. So either Elf is staying here tonight or Elf is going home with you, DJ Lil. So I will say C8 is all that's right. How many teams aside from the Penguins that Jaromir Jagr played for.
Alrighty. So besides the Penguins, how many other NHL teams has he played for? Toddy chose C8.
Mm-hmm.
And that is correct.
Let's go. Holy
that is
cow.
Correct.
Elf. Let's go, buddy.
Do you want to hear the other teams?
Yes.
So you noted Capitals, Rangers, Stars, Flames.
Are those all right?
Yep.
Okay.
Also Flyers, Bruins.
Flyers? Why'd he do that?
I don't know.
He didn't need to do that. Bruins, I buy, because they were
maybe
good.
Maybe, you know, just...
Yeah.
Wanted to see how he looked in orange. Bruins, Devils, and...
I do know Devils.
Who's this guy over here? Who's this little guy over here?
He was a Panther.
He was with the Panthers.
In what year?
I didn't get down the
year. Okay. Was it, like, in the 2000s?
When I think of Jágr in my head, I see him in Pittsburgh or Philly colors.
When I think of him, I thought Capitals, Rangers, and Penguins. But definitely Devils was a seminal run because I can remember his white jersey and him doing cool stuff in his white jersey. Flyers, I don't recall, and I'm surprised that didn't get more heat.
Why could have just been one season. I don't know.
Well, it probably was. That's what I'm saying. A lot of these contracts.
Well, to get to New Jersey, maybe he just stopped in Philly for a year.
I think it was a few years on Jersey, but who knows. But the important thing is that the Elf Deity, through this hockey episode, still remains a Tolma resident.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you, DJ Lil, for coming on to the show this evening, despite having a sinus infection, is what we're calling it, I believe.
You know, it was the best birthday treat I couldn't have asked for. Didn't know to ask for that.
And for everybody else, get roached.